Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Tuesday, it must be either Kerry Kasem or Sam Phillips. And let's look over here. Sam Phillips tonight, everybody.
It's Slammin' Sammy.
Look at you, man.
Wow, big buddy. Thanks for having me.
You look very refreshed.
Oh, did you notice that I went to Santa Fe?
I didn't know you went to Santa Fe.
Oh.
No, I did know you went to Santa Fe, and you look like you had a massage or an old treatment or something. You look very new.
I do look new.
Yeah.
Well, I was grieving the death of my cat.
Ah, maybe that's it. Maybe you need another dead cat or a dead cat every once in a while. All right, folks. There was an earthquake, evidently, in Los Angeles today. You could not tell because... Oh, no, maybe you could tell because that's the only effing thing that everybody's been talking about all day long.
Dude, what were you
everybody.
Doing? What were you doing during it?
Just sitting there watching TV.
Did you feel it?
Yeah, I felt it. To be truthful, and I hate to say this because I sound like a pompous a-hole, I'm in the pool with a... on a raft drinking a margarita.
Oh, come on.
And I thought that the housekeeper was pushing the raft around. I'm like, hey, babe. And there was nobody there.
Oh, jeez, come on.
I was sitting on the couch watching TV, and my daughter slept through it. Her first earthquake, she slept through it. All right. The guy that knows more about earthquakes than almost anybody in news, this guy, if the space shuttle blows up or if there's a major earthquake, the go-to guy is Kent Shocknick from Channel 2. Kent, how are you, sir?
Tim, it's good to talk to you. It's so wonderful to be known as the voice of doom in Southern California.
Doom and gloom, my friend.
How are you, Sam?
Hey.
I'm fine, Kent. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, Kent, real quickly, were you on the air when this happened?
We had just gotten off the air, and we were back on the air in about 30 seconds' time.
Yeah, I saw that. I flipped on the channel, the go-to channel when there's an earthquake for me is Channel 9.
Because it's local?
And Channel 2. And I go on to 2. There was a commercial there. Flipped on 9, and they came on with the. I guess it's not called the Richter scale anymore. What is that called?
Well, it's just called the scale, the magnitude scale. Although it's still the same numbers that Dr. Richter came up with,
right.
We just call it the scale. And 9 is our sister station. I'm at CBS2 and KCAL 9. We work together in the same newsroom. They were gearing up for their noon newscast. We had just finished our 11 o'clock newscast, so we were all in a real good position to be right there.
Oh boy! Now I saw there was a lot of damage. First of all, nobody died in this, right?
Incredible. No,
okay.
Nobody died,
and nobody got hurt.
Well, there were some moderate injuries. There was at least one broken leg we know of, and some other folks got bumps and bruises, but nothing serious.
All right. So nobody really, no major injuries and no death.
A broken leg's bad.
That's
pretty bad.
I mean, listen,
if a building fell on you and broke your leg, that's pretty bad.
When an earthquake is shaking half the state of California and one guy breaks his leg, I think we got off light.
Jesus Christ.
I think we made it. But since for the last 15 years, since the big Northridge quake, and I guess you can either confirm or deny this, and maybe you got to do a little research on it, but I did a little of my own, you have a better chance of getting killed by O.J. Simpson than dying in an earthquake in Southern California. Is that right?
I haven't exactly found those identical statistics, but if you say so, Tim.
Yeah, where was that research?
Yeah, but
what site had that?
What I'm saying is nobody in the last 15 years has died in Southern California in an earthquake.
That's true. And we have
nobody.
Had some big ones, and we have had earthquakes far bigger than the Northridge earthquake. A lot of people don't even recall the Mojave Desert earthquake. They called it the Hector quake in 1999, 5 years after Northridge. It was 7.1.
Wow.
That's huge. But for the most part, I think it derailed one train and then, you know, scared some coyotes and some jackrabbits out in the desert because it was a sparsely populated area. And that was the key to the whole thing.
But the epicenter was outside of our city, so that's why we didn't really feel it so much.
Absolutely correct.
Right.
What kind of luck you run in where your train is derailed by an earthquake?
You know, but they say traveling by train is very dangerous.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I thought it was actually fairly safe.
No.
Also, here's another statistic. You have a better chance of being a male in Southern California and delivering a baby than you do of dying in an earthquake in the last 15
Fantastic.
Years.
Fantastic.
Tim, I guess my question is, you've had 8 hours to come up with this stuff, and this is as good as it gets.
You also have a better chance of winning the lottery than getting killed in an earthquake in Los Angeles.
We've been very fortunate.
Yet people panic. People get crazy with these earthquakes.
Well, I know that we've heard this term a lot today from the seismologists and from the city officials and the emergency crews, but this was a pretty good drill. I mean, it has been now 14 years since Northridge,
right.
And a lot of people had forgotten about quake preparedness and what to do during the emergency itself. And this is a good, dare I say, refresher course, and we're very fortunate that no one was hurt seriously. But this is a good chance to get it back in mind that, oh yeah, this is quake country.
Right. Here's a sign of the times and how technology has sort of surpassed the old way of doing things. When, you know, back in the 70s, I remember the earthquake, what was it, 1971? Sylmar earthquake. We were living up in Tarzana. I was on the top bunk of a bunk bed.
You weren't that far away from it.
Yeah, we were up on off Reseda Boulevard there, just a little bit south of Ventura. And it was that was a major, major earthquake.
Did you fly out of the top bunk?
Nah, but my dad came up, and my dad did more damage to us grabbing us and trying to throw us out of the house than we would have if we just, you know, stayed in our beds.
Right.
And that happens. My dad does that. When we were kids and there was an earthquake, he'd grab us all by the shirt and drag us outside.
Wow.
And the injuries that we'd sustain in coming down the stairs and, you know, being thrown outside were much worse than the earthquake could ever do.
Well, I've been on the air in earthquakes from the Whittier Narrows quake in 87, the Northridge in 94, the Mojave Desert quake in 99, this one today. And it is interesting, in just about all of the quakes where there have been fatalities, frequently the greatest number of deaths will occur from people who are trying to run outside during the quake.
Mm.
You don't want to do that. You want to defend in place and stay right where you are.
So you just stay where you are.
Defend in place? Is that what you said?
Defending in place, and if you've got like a big anchor desk right there, you get under it, and you hold on. This is an interesting little fact. Because
an anchor desk?
If you hold on, or your kitchen table, Sam, whatever, don't put your fingers down on the floor, because once that table starts to hop around, it's going to come down, and you're going to have broken fingers.
Nice.
So there are little subtleties that you need to know. My favorite of all is that if you're in bed, stay there, because your bed may jump across the room, but it's just a big bumper car at that point, and you're shielded by the mattress. And actually, if you pull the blankets up over your head, and I heard this from a seismologist, you're going to protect yourself from glass that comes flying down. And I thought, well, there we are. Let's all get into bed and pull up the blankets over our heads. We'll look like idiots, but we'll be safer.
All right, Ken Shockton is with us from Channel 2 News. excuse me, but I have a great way, and this is because I work at night and I have a tendency to sleep in the morning. I was up for this one, but I'm usually not up early in the morning.
Yeah, by the crack of 11:42. Good for you.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm usually going to bed while you guys come on on the air in the morning.
Our show starts at 5 a.m., so that's when you're turning in.
Yeah, I'm getting Vera's traffic reports as I'm about to head to bed. But I do have, and I'm sort of embarrassed to say this, but I can never get cut by glass in my bedroom during an earthquake, because I literally have the windows blocked out, because I do have a tendency to sleep to about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
With like blackout curtains?
Well, blackout curtains and all kinds of, there's no way that
like
those
windows. Like a metal shield that comes down over your window? I know a guy that has those.
That is something I got.
Yeah, but
you have the metal shield?
A collection of Hummel figurines, and those are porcelain. Those could be dangerous.
I tell you, it reminded me, though, that, and I heard Rubenstein talking about this today over at Channel 2, where he has a kid that's about the same age as my kid. I have a 3-year-old daughter, or she's going to be 3 in October. And we have an earthquake kit for her. But the earthquake kit we put together when she was like 2 months old. So the diapers are very small. And they're not going to fit her anymore.
You need to update that kit.
We had to update the whole thing.
Yeah.
But now I'm all set to go. And I'm pretty prepared. I took a couple of tips from my good friend Ken Shocknick over the years. I'm pretty prepared.
Do you have an anchor desk at home?
I don't have an anchor desk.
what do you have in your special kit, Tim? I'm dying to hear.
Well, the biggest bottle in there is vodka, because the only thing that's going to get you through bad times is good liquor. That's what my grandfather always told me.
Sage advice.
But I have a generator in case the power goes out, and I can run the refrigerator, the TV set, and the air conditioner. I can roll around.
Do you have some freeze-dried foods?
I don't have freeze-dried food, but I do have a lot of gasoline as well, which is good and bad.
Do you have gas masks?
I do not have gas masks. But I do have extra gas in the garage to run the generator, and I can survive for about 7 or 8 days on my own and enjoy myself.
Now, what about the rest of your family?
I also made sure I got enough ammunition for the 16,000 guns that I own that I keep around the house.
Nice.
Yeah.
And can I come over?
I made sure that Sophia's guns were all loaded as well. There's enough guns in the house where both of us can have one in each hand and one in each pocket. Because you're going to need that. You
guard
know,
the fort, dude.
When
guard
guys
the
like
fort.
Ken Schachnig are coming over banging on your door asking for your food, you can defend yourself.
Hey, you're just going to sit there in the middle of your property and yell, get off my land, and shoot into the air. It's perfect. It's the perfect earthquake plan.
Hey, Ken, which was the earthquake like in the late 80s? Wasn't there one?
87.
87, yeah.
The Whittier quake.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I lived with my uncle in Beverly Glen at the time, and do you know that we all ran outside the house like what Ken said not to do? And everybody else ran out of the house, and they were naked. I saw naked people all on the street on Beverly Glen.
That's pretty neat.
It was like something out of a movie. I was like, no way, it really happens.
Oh, that's pretty cool,
yeah,
dude. Hey, so what was the vibe over there? Was anybody on the air? Do you guys have any good, like, cool footage to show anybody?
Yeah, and we've been showing it during the course of the afternoon hours, and we'll continue to this evening on our sister station, KCAL9. They're doing it between 8 and 11 o'clock, and then CBS2 will be showing it again at 11. And the fun thing for me, if you can use the term fun in an earthquake, is that once we have a chance to take a little bit of a deep breath overnight, we'll get the best footage, the best of the best. We'll put that on the air, and I'm not just saying that to sound like a company man, but you'll see it tomorrow morning starting at 5 a.m. when we have a chance to separate the good stuff from the bad.
Perfect.
We were really glad to be in our new building because, as you know, Tim, because you've come over and visited and brought the show over a couple of times, we've got this big, new, state-of-the-art facility. It's the world's most sophisticated electronic local newsroom, and it's in a place that's like Fort Knox.
Right.
And now, granted, we were in Studio City, and that's not exactly close to the epicenter of this morning's quake, but there was a lot of swaying and there was a lot of shaking going on. We got on the air so quickly, the studio lights were still swinging overhead, and it was funny, when I finished up with my portion of my shift at about 2:20 or 2:40 this afternoon, I saw the lighting director. It's on a big Hollywood-style sound stage. It's the CBS Radford lot. In fact, is that where your dad did Carol Burnett?
No, it was where they did McHale's Navy, though.
McHale's Navy certainly was shot right there with the lagoon.
No, I don't know.
And so, no, because that lagoon also was used for Gilligan's Island, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
yeah.
And that's where our newsroom is. And I saw the lighting director on the way out the door, and I said to him, let me just tell you, it's a pleasure working in a Hollywood studio where the lights overhead may swing back and forth, but none of them come crashing down, and that's a great relief if you're going to be on the air for several hours and aftershocks can happen, because they swung for a while, but we made it through, and everything was good, and it gave us a chance to concentrate on the news, you know, and get some real info out instead of looking up and deciding whether or not we should go or stay.
Right.
Hey, Ken, how many aftershocks were there?
I think at this point, Sam, there's been as many as 30-plus. I don't have the latest figure. The strongest one was 3.8. That's a decent-sized little quake by itself.
Mm. All right, so nobody hurt, nobody killed. And now what happens with the subway here in Los Angeles? They shut it down and inspect it?
The Metro. Something happened to the Metro, didn't it?
The Metro Rail, they have the red line. They've got all the different colored lines that go through red, green, blue, gold. And they stop it. The red line is the one that goes under downtown Los Angeles. They check it. And the Metrolink trains, which are the big commuter trains that go to the outlying areas from Ventura to the Inland Empire to Orange County, they all run at reduced speeds after they check the tracks. They just want to make certain. But the last word that I got just a little while ago is that all Metrolink trains are now back up and running on their normal schedules at full speed ahead with no delay. So that's good.
That's pretty cool, dude. Now, what do the firemen do? They leave their firehouse and they go sit somewhere, right?
Well, they go sit out in front of the firehouse. They pull their trucks out of the gate. So it's sort of cool. If you ever drive past a firehouse right after an earthquake, you'll see all of the equipment is sitting out on the driveway. They want to make sure that it's there and that they don't get stuck behind a closed door if the power goes out or the door frame gets jammed or something.
Right.
That's very smart.
And everybody's question, you know, the first question I had and the first question on the tongues of everybody here in Southern California, how was Paul Majors? Did he make it through?
I was so concerned about Paul.
Well, you know, I was so flattered to get the call that you guys would talk to me because, Tim, I thought you didn't like me anymore.
Get out of here, Shock Dick.
We never talk. You never write. You
get out of here, dude. You're a douche.
I'm actually the one that pushed for you, Kent, because of our long history together.
And we go back a ways.
We do.
No, that's not true. You know, you called me during the holidays. I meant to call you back, and I just totally forgot to do that.
Yeah, I think that was 2003, Tim.
Dude. That's not true, man.
But Paul made it through fine. In fact, he came in for a little while to relieve me and did a stellar job, as he always does. The man is
I'm Paul Majors.
In the business.
You know, I was at Ken Shocknick's house after, I think it was like 2001 or 2002, where you had that, it was 2003, where you had a 4th of July party. And 9/11 was still fresh on everybody's mind. So Ken Shocknick had a Hawaiian party. And
I think I heard about this.
Yeah, and then the guy like serving all the food, I go, hey, that's great Hawaiian food. And he goes, no, no, it's Middle Eastern food. Ken just wants to call it Hawaiian.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I thought the fact that we were putting pineapple rings on the tabbouleh was a good camouflage touch, but apparently it didn't get past you.
Everybody has Lay's on and flowers in their hair, and we're eating hummus.
Hummus and baba ganoush, falafels.
He's like, no, it's Hawaiian food. Enjoy yourself.
And he wonders why he's never been invited back.
I know. If you ever want to have some a-hole come to your party and then talk about it on the air, invite me.
Invite Tim Conway
yeah.
Jr.
All right, buddy. You're doing a great job there in the morning with all those hot chicks.
I'm a lucky man. I get to work with Suzanne Rico and Vera Jimenez, Henry DiCarlo, the weather guy, and I look at each other every day and go, we better not say a word or else we have to take the long walk down the hall to HR.
Yeah, no, that's that really is a good time in that morning show.
That's a hot lineup, Ken.
What do you come on, at 8 o'clock? 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock?
Five.
Yeah. For you, tomorrow we'll start at 5 a.m. We go to 7 a.m. and then we crank up again during the early show as well.
I always feel bad for Vera. The first time you go to traffic with her, she's like, well, everything's A-okay. It's 5 a.m. Nobody's out there. Back to you, Kent.
But, you know, it's like being the pilot of a commercial airliner. They're not paying you for when the thing is on autopilot. It's when one of the wings falls off.
Yes.
And in Southern California traffic, the metaphorical wing can fall off at any moment.
Right. All right, buddy. We thank you for coming on, buddy.
Tim, a pleasure. We'll talk to you whenever.
All right. You talk to you. Take care of yourself.
Bye, Kent.
All right. There he goes, everybody. Kent Shocknick with Channel 2.
Love that guy.
He's on at 5 a.m. every single morning. And again, if there is an earthquake or if the space shuttle crashes, that's the go-to guy.
I mean, he had great advice. If you're in bed, stay there, pull the covers up over your head in case glass flies your way.
And let me just clear up some personal business here on the air, because I can reach more people on the air than I can in email or doing it off the air. All right. And it has something to do with Ken Shocknick as well. Gina Grad,
Jerry Wachowski
is in the group.
Are you leaving me out of the group?
You're probably in the group. There's about 10 or 15 people in the group. For the people who think that I'm mad at them.
I don't want to be in that group. I'm not in that group.
Like Ken Shocknick, Gina Grad, Jerry Wachowski, Sam Phillips.
I don't think you're mad
at
me.
The whole gang, okay? I'm not mad at anybody, okay? I just don't really care about a lot of people's minutia in their lives.
Are you saying that people have called to check on you after the earthquake, you never called them back, and now mad?
Oh,
in general.
I get from this lunatic, Gina Grad, every once in a while, are you mad at me? I'm like, mad at you?
No, you know what?
I can barely remember your name.
No, I just say, thanks. I just always say it in retrospect. You'll be like, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, oh, you know, I just didn't want to bother you. I thought you were mad at me.
No, but you know what it is, Tim?
Why do people think I'm mad at
you? You're a very friendly guy, but when you don't say anything and you have no emotion on your face, you look sort of mad. And see, when you smile, you look happy-go-lucky guy.
Listen, I'm not mad. I'm just sort of content in my own life, and I don't like to get involved in other people's lives.
I know.
And you know what, Sam? It might be less about being mad and more about being dismissive.
Like when I walked in and I went to go run and give him a kiss hello, and he like waved me off with a hand.
Right.
Yeah, that was good.
I love the way my life's going right now, and I'm not pissed off at anybody. There's not a single person who's listening right now who I'm mad at. Not one. Not a guy.
Or girl.
Or girl.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I really don't think so. I think there's nobody.
Anybody in your family? There's got to be one person in your family you're pissed at.
There's nobody I'm pissed at. There's a couple that we don't talk very often because they don't live in California. But I'm not pissed at my
family. Have they checked on you since the earthquake?
Yeah, a couple of people did. And I find that irritating as well.
I got to say, actually, the nicest thing, my father called me today.
Wow. How long has it been since your dad called you?
since my cat died.
Oh,
so, but I mean,
two
but,
weeks.
But him and I have reconnected in the last couple of years. His mother, God rest her soul, died 2 years ago, and it was her dying wish that him and I repair our relationship.
Oh, babo.
So he called to check on me, and honestly, I don't remember the last time that my dad called to check on me like that. Yeah. I thought,
see, I don't honor dying. Nice. I don't honor dying wishes. Because they're
really?
False wishes.
No,
yeah.
I did. I stopped smoking for my Nana because she died of emphysema.
Yeah, and that's good for you.
I had told her, listen, Tim, I told her I'd stopped smoking. I lied. And then when I was crying when she died, I was on the phone with my dad. I'm like, and I was smoking a cigarette. And I realized she was above and she could see that I was lying and I was still smoking. So then I really had to stop. And that was 2 years ago.
I have no idea what she's saying.
You are one tortured soul, man.
Thank you, dude.
You really are.
No, but I don't smoke anymore. Congratulate me. It's 2 years.
I know. Congratulations.
As a 27.
But dying wishes are weird because it's, you know, they're usually, people are usually on drugs at the end.
Yeah,
or morphine
could be. Okay.
Or all kinds of crap.
But wouldn't you want to?
And they look up you at the end and go, do me a favor. I'm like, oh, Christ, what is this? Don't ever get divorced. I'm like, what? You can't do this to me.
That's a good dying wish.
All right. We're going to take some calls here from you earthquake nuts out there. If you have something interesting to add to the earthquake craziness today, call us. If you don't, just don't call. And we'll go through some calls, and the first real dull call we get, we're going to move on, all right? But
pressing
if something
on.
Interesting happened to you today during the quake, maybe your dog dragged your ass out of bed and saved your life, maybe you reconnected with a friend, I don't know, whatever it is.
I can't wait to tell you what
maybe
I was
you
doing.
Maybe you predicted it, maybe you dreamt about it last night, you know, the extra sort of senses that some people have that I don't.
If you have an animal in your home, your animal probably told you it was happening before it happened.
Yeah. My animals, both cats, puked on the bed last night.
There you go. They knew it.
Yeah.
They had a feeling.
Yeah. All right. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. Again, if you have anything interesting, and again, the key word is interesting. If you're not interesting and you don't have anything to say, don't call, please. 520-9710. I think this is the only radio station where we ask people not to call.
Jesus Christ.
You do it all the time. I love that.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And again, if you're not interesting, we're going to throw your ass off and move on. We got too much crap to talk about to sit around and listen to dull people tell dull stories about an earthquake that didn't kill anybody and didn't hurt anybody.
Some guy broke his leg.
Oh.
And it effed up the metro.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Yay!
Did anything interesting happen to you during the earthquake? If not, please, please don't call. Let's talk to Danny in Monterey Park. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, dude.
I teach summer school for a district in L.A. I won't say which one, obvious.
All right.
Anyway, it hit, started shaking. I didn't know how bad it was going to get, and I just yelled out, OS.
How old are the kids?
And none of the kids were yelling. I was like the ones that screaming on top of, I didn't scream on top of my lungs, but, you know, so I'm just hoping tomorrow. I'm
how old are the kids that you're teaching them?
I'm being third grade.
Oh, so what are they, 10?
Yeah, approximately, yeah. So,
now, did you go hide under your desk, Danny?
Everyone did. I made sure they did before I did, but, you know, I felt like a...
Did you yell it in Spanish or English?
In English. They know exactly what that means. Okay. So I don't have to say no translations for that.
Yeah, like all their right, parents dude. Haven't said that word.
All right, that's pretty cool, man. Thanks for calling. Guys swearing a storm up in, you know, your 10th graders. You know, my 6th grade teacher used to swear a lot in
really?
School. Yeah. LAUSD.
Really?
Yeah. She called me a mother effing son of a gangbang bitch when I was in sixth grade.
Wow.
I gotta tell you, though.
I had teachers that were abusive to me.
I deserved it.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to get the eraser from the chalkboard hit on my head like I'd have a white mark. Yeah, they would
Jesus
come by and hit
Christ.
Me on the head.
Wow.
Yeah, they were very mean.
Oh,
my teachers in Brooklyn were not nice like Danny.
All right, Nick in Newport Beach, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey.
So, you know, I think I've had a lot of sexual experiences throughout my years, but nothing quite tops earthquake sex.
And that you were having sex while it hit today?
Yeah.
Did you continue?
It was a little awkward, but yeah.
What was you more, go, dog.
What was more awkward, that the earthquake was happening or that you were banging around with some dude?
No.
Conway.
I don't know. You know, in Southern California, you can never be too sure. Was it a guy or a girl?
No, definitely a girl.
Okay. Yeah.
The thing is,
it's a two-story house, so I think the whole thing kind of shakes a little bit.
Is it pretty good?
Upstairs, yeah. Hitting it from behind, and she just kind of had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, remember those vibrating beds in Vegas?
Yeah.
That's what it must have been like, right? Where you put in the quarter, except you didn't have to pay.
Right. Yeah.
All right, please. That's dull as hell.
Do you know what I did?
I have no idea.
I was on the phone, and I was walking outside to smoke a joint.
Wow.
And I ended up right in the middle of my door jam, which is where you're supposed to be. And all of a sudden, my apartment started rolling. I got all freaked out. I started screaming for everybody in my building to come out. Everybody did. Everybody came out. It was great. And a guy came over, and then I had sex.
Okay. Fantastic.
No, it's a true story.
All right. That's the bar for dull. You've got it. I mean, that's an interesting story, but you can't limbo under Sam's story and then call us. It's
okay,
got to be better than Sam's story, okay?
All right.
Let's talk to Bill in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, this is Bill. Hey, I got a story for you. I had to do a professional visit downtown Men's Central Jail, and we're up in the towers where we go visit the inmates, and we're on the top floor, seventh floor. The building's designed to rock and roll, and we're rocking because we're at the seventh floor. So after it was over, they had everybody get out of the building, except for the inmates, of course. They had all the personnel out, but they left all the visitors in there. We were in there for about 90 minutes. And, of course, the attorneys were complaining, and some of the parole officers were saying, okay, now who are we going to bill this 90 minutes? Because we're seeing an inmate, and we can only do it per capita.
Well, that's great that you guys are all of a sudden, everybody in there is thinking about their wallet.
Well, the guys and the inmates actually got shaken out of their beds. You know, they called some of their family members to tell them they were all right, but that's how, you know, it was pretty rocking out there.
Yeah, well, I hate to state the obvious here, but if they didn't F up, they wouldn't have been in there, man.
No, there are innocent people in jail, Tim. There are many innocent people.
How many?
Okay, out of every 10, I say 2 are completely 100% innocent, at least.
You know what, Bill, you have a better beat on this. Is Sam pretty close with her guest?
Yeah, because you're in there for 90 minutes, at least.
Yeah, I kind of think she is, because a lot of them get in there by association. Like, one guy will drop his buddy off to get a pack of cigarettes, he gets in the car and drives away, and he gets pulled over and found out that his buddy robbed the store, and he's the accomplice for driving the getaway
car. Yes, guilty by association, victimless crimes.
Okay, no, that's not a victimless crime, and... the guy knows that his buddy's an a-hole before he does that.
Well, we don't know.
You know? I mean, please. All right, Bill, thanks for calling. You know, if you're driving around with some guy and he goes in and robs a liquor store, you're tooling him around, you know he's an a-hole.
But we don't know necessarily that, I mean, was it obvious he robbed the place? I mean, I drop off friends at a 7-Eleven. They're in there for a while. I don't know
but
if they're robbing it or not.
If you don't have friends who don't rob 7-Elevens, you never get caught like that.
But how do I know I don't have a friend that doesn't rob a 7-Eleven? Maybe I'm just not that smart where I notice
that
they robbed.
Well, then you should be in jail.
No, but what if I was accidentally, what's that, like a cohort in crime?
An accomplice?
Yeah, an accomplice.
All right, well then you
an accidental
be
accomplice, and I'd be in jail.
Paul in Beverly Hills, you're on 97.1. What happened to you during that quake, dude?
Hey, how you doing? This is embarrassing, but I actually hurled. I grew up in California. I'm used to these things, but we haven't had them in a long time, and this one was very, like, mellow and rolly.
Right.
And the thing is, I hurled on our summer intern in the office and just kind of wrecked her day. I couldn't believe. We just, like, looked at each other as it was happening, and then I tried to walk, and I was like, whoa. I got really nauseous, and I turned around, and I went, Kira, blah, all over her.
Did you give her the afternoon off?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I had to, because she stunk pretty bad.
All right, thanks for calling.
God, I hope he picked up her cleaning bill.
Oh, man. Just when you don't think it'd get worse as an intern, now your boss is puking on you during an earthquake.
I think there should be hazard pay.
Uh-huh. Steve in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much.
A month ago, I got this really messed up tan line. So today I'm walking by a tanning salon. I said, I'm going to go in and try to fix this. First time in a tanning salon. I get in this thing. 5 minutes later, the earthquake hits. I'm stark naked. Scares the crap out of me. I run out into the middle of the tanning salon completely buck naked.
You know what? That is something that probably in, you know, the 70 or 100 million Chinese that felt that earthquake in China, I bet one person never had Steve's experience. Well, I had an effed up tan line I had to try to kill.
No, but you know, all right, thanks, Steve, I did the same thing. I was recently out tanning myself, and I have a whole crooked, effed up tan line.
Uh-oh.
That makes sense to go to a sunbed.
Gotta correct that.
But you know what? I have not been in a sunbed for really a long time because I was always afraid that if there was an earthquake, you know, you have to lower the top down. What if, like, the glass, like, exploded in your face? Or what if it trapped you in between the top and the bottom in a burning bed?
It's possible, yeah.
That was always a big fear of mine.
Killed.
Which is why I never went back.
You know, this earthquake wasn't really that big. I mean, it's a 5.4. And it was felt a little bit in Las Vegas, mostly in Southern California.
Wasn't it like the epicenter in Chino or something
like
that?
Yeah, in Chino Hills. We get a lot of calls from Chino Hills, too. And it's also another reason why you should not just rely on a cell phone. As soon as the earthquake hits, everybody gets on their cell phone to call somebody and go, hey, did you feel it?
Did you try your cell phone? It didn't work.
No, I did not. But I heard that a lot of cell phones for a half hour after the earthquake didn't work.
Nope, they did not work. And even some landlines.
So we have to have a landline.
Even some landlines did not work.
Ah, well, my landline worked pretty good. But if you have just a cell phone and then after this thing happens, you know, like there's an emergency, your kid's, you know, dying or hurt or whatever, God forbid.
You know, I know many people who do not have a landline in their house and just exist solely with a cell phone.
Nah, you got to get a landline.
Today is proof why you should.
Or a megaphone. Mm. All right, let's talk to, Canuck, which I don't think is his real name, in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Jimmy.
Hey, man.
Junior, how are you, brother?
All right, you're a Canadian?
Oh, you know it, brother. You know it. Sammy Phillips, how are you, my dear?
Hi, Canuck.
And this is your first earthquake, huh?
The first ever. And Timmy, I was literally sitting on the pot, and, you know, I finished my business, and I got up to flush, and as I'm flushing, the ground just starts rolling. I didn't know if I had one too many Molson Canadians or what, but, yeah, you know.
They got to seal that border. You know, everybody's
that is not nice at all.
Everybody's worried about this Mexican border.
You're worried about the Canadians.
You got to seal that Canadian border.
Come on, there's really great Canadian imports. Tons of them.
I know.
Rachel McAdams.
But a lot of these guys are getting through, too. They got to
put
up a
Gosling.
Fence. Where is the outrage for the no fence up on the Canadian border?
Brad
I bet it'll
Pitt.
Start now. Now, Randy, you were on the toilet as well, right? You were taking a dump?
Yeah, I was in the middle of doing my business. And I went to flush the toilet, and all of a sudden, everything starts shaking and moving around. And all of a sudden, it just hit me. I thought, I finally killed my toilet. It finally exploded.
Wow.
And it took me about 15 seconds to realize I didn't clog my toilet. It was an earthquake.
Jesus Christ, man. A lot of guys, you know, hitting that toilet. Now, Gina, where were you? Did you get killed in this thing?
I was in Santa Monica in a rickety little beach house, and the whole house started shaking, and we run outside, and this girl, all these people are running outside, all these stone hippies, and this girl is running up and down the street with her hands cupped over her mouth, screaming, "Find the triangle of life! Find the triangle of life!" And nobody knows what that means. And I go, what is that? She's like, it's the 3 points between the heaviest object and you have to stand next to it. And she's trying to explain this.
Oh,
but
man,
she's
Jesus
running up and down
Christ.
Venice Boulevard screaming, find the triangle of life. Like, you know, your refrigerator or a column or whatever.
Clearly she was on
Jesus
some type of drugs.
Christ.
You said these were hippies?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Andy and La Puente, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, how you doing? What's going on, guys?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Not much. Something amazing just happened to me today during the earthquake.
Great.
3 weeks ago, I was having a lot of fights with my... Well, actually, for a long time ago, I have into a lot of fights with my wife.
Right.
Then 3 weeks ago, she was telling me that she was going to do... she was going to go to the attorney and sign the papers for the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So today, she told me early today that she was going to go and sign the papers. But... When Oregon started shaking and all, she calls me 5 minutes after, and she asked me, "Are you okay? You're in a safe place?" And I go, "Yeah." So I asked the same thing. She is okay, and she wasn't in a safe place. So she called and she told me, "Can you come over to home? Because I'm kind of scary." Mm-hmm. So I went home, and I called her from outside with my cell phone, and then I told, "You know what? You can come out. It's okay." So when she saw me, she started.
I'm listening, Andy.
Yeah, when she saw me, she started crying, and then she told me she's not gonna divorce with me right now.
Oh, so wait, the earthquake didn't save your marriage. The earthquake destroyed your life.
Nah, actually, it's amazing.
You're the only guy that got killed in the earthquake.
Well, yeah, but
Conway,
I thought you were going to
tell
us.
I thought you were going to tell us that the building fell on her, and now she's not around to divorce you anymore.
No, I think it's heartwarming that they've gotten back together because of the earthquake. She realized that she needs a big, strong man to protect her in times of natural disasters.
This is a fallacy that people go through.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you why. Because anytime there's a disaster and you go, oh, but, you know, I need you in my life. You know, let's not get divorced. Let's hold each other and hug each other. That lasts for about a day. And then you go right back to, hey, did you just fart, baby? Yeah. Well, why are you always saying did you fart? You farted. You're
treating each
again.
Other like ass again.
But
yeah.
It's like when guys have like a bad experience, like let's say a guy's in Vegas, right? And he gets a hooker. And he gets busted with the hooker, and they give him a ticket, or they arrest him, or whatever.
That sucks.
And he flies back to Los Angeles panicked, saying, oh, my God, I don't know what I just did. I got to marry my girlfriend. You know, she's the best, girl ever.
That's a completely different situation.
It's the same thing. Every time
nuts.
There's a little pressure on somebody, and they get back into the relationship because of
getting
the earthquake or getting arrested or getting,
totally
too, or they're too hungover. That lasts for 24 hours.
Oh, come on,
all right,
dude.
If you have anything interesting to say about the earthquake, call us. If you don't, please, 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 for God's sakes, please do not
spare
call.
Spare Conway. He can't deal with it.
I can't deal with dull stories about earthquakes.
He will just press on.
There's not enough time. If you've the guy who was swearing in front of his kids at school, that was pretty cool. The guy who puked, that was pretty funny.
Those are your favorite stories
so
far?
Yes, I like those. But please don't just call us and tell us you just stood in the doorway. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Mind you, that is the safest place to stand.
You know what? You could have stood anywhere. You could have stood under. You could have laid down in a knife. You could have laid down in a knife store.
I could have stood under an apple tree.
You could have laid down in a knife store with a and still survived this thing. All right. Nobody died, and very few people got hurt.
A guy broke his leg.
Yeah,
I
know.
That's serious stuff.
That guy may have busted his leg anyway. That leg was ready to go. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us. Interesting stories about the earthquake, and only interesting ones. Ben in Hawthorne, you're on 97.1. How are you?
All right. Well, check this out. I'm off this week, and my son's off. His teacher's also off. He's a little less than one, so he wasn't in daycare. So I had him today, and it gets around the time to when the earthquake hits, let's say 30 seconds before, and I have to take a crap. My kid doesn't like me to isolate him from the bathroom, so I have to leave the door open. This time,
how old's your kid? Is he in high school?
No. he'll be 2 in September, so he's a little young kid.
That's too old. So
while I'm taking a crap, usually he ended up coming in this time, and he wanted to sit on my lap. I usually let him sit on my lap while I'm taking a crap. That's okay.
Boy.
He did that, and
later on in life, that'll be a turnoff for both of you.
Jesus. The earthquake hits. I let out this humongous fart at around the same time, and the earthquake is still shaking. My kid's sitting on my knee, looking back at me like I'm crazy. What the hell did you just do, Dad? I swear to God. I had to hop off the toilet and stand in the nearest hallway, the nearest door thing.
Right.
It was crazy.
That might be the last activity of like that for both of you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you are going to seriously harm your son.
My kid is traumatized.
It's over.
Yes.
Hey, hold on one sec. That's great. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Carlos Mencia.
Ooh, we love him.
At the Gibson Amphitheater, September 27th. Buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Let's talk to Hugo in Buena Park. You're on 97.
I love your humor. I love this is what you give the prize to, Ben, taking a crap at the sun on his lap.
Yeah. That's better than a guy standing in a doorway.
Yeah, that's
Hugo
true.
In Buena Park. You're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
So I was at home. I was on my computer doing some homework, and I start feeling something. It sounds like, there's a car crash outside or something. And I freak out. My house is kind of old, and so I freak out, and I just get up, jump through my window, break the blinds, smash through the screen, jump outside, and I'm sitting there all freaked out, and my dogs are just looking at me like, are you all right, man? I'm standing outside. The broken screen's on the floor. My neighbors can see me.
That's so great, because I imagine there are a lot more injuries from idiots like you than people who actually have buildings fall on them.
And people like your father dragging the kids out by the nape of their neck.
Yes. That's so classic. I understand the panic, though. I really do. Especially, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Yeah, so this is the first major one you remember.
I remember the Northridge one, but,
You were only about six, right?
Yeah.
All right, Bobby, we thank you for calling, man.
All right, thank you.
Right, that was a good story.
Jumping right through the window, man. He's lucky the window wasn't closed.
He's lucky he's that agile.
Real quick, how about Sean and Whittier? You're on 97.1.
Conway, how you doing?
Hey.
Probably one of your newest listeners, listened for about 2 weeks. Today, earthquake, I was directing a funeral.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and service was at 11:30, 11:42, earthquake hits. Family gets up, starts freaking out. And the reason they freaked out mostly was because the caskets, when they're near the altar in a funeral service, they're on a wheel device. So right. The caskets started to roll, kind of started to sway back and forth. So the family got a little freaked out about that. And they're looking at me. I'm looking at the priest.
They're hoping that the guy is going to jump out of there.
Oh, they were hoping and praying for it, but it ain't going to happen.
All right, thanks, dude. That's classic. All right, at least I know that there are some interesting stories out there.
See, it affected a lot of people, this earthquake.
Yes.
You didn't think so.
At 9 o'clock, we'll do news with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with that news? Bad vibes?
Well, there was a little rattle in L.A. today, as we all know, and Shia LaBeouf can't seem to stay out of trouble. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, boy. All right, also, we're going to play David Letterman's Top 10 List, the Top 10 Ways John McCain can appear more youthful. You listen to it right now?
Tim, this is one of the funniest ones I've heard all year.
Wow. All right, what numbers do you recommend?
Number six.
Number six. All right. Yeah, top 10 ways.
Wow.
The top 10 ways John McCain can appear more youthful.
Jeez, it better be right, effing man. Funny, Randy Wang.
He must be on a
Pot
cake.
On a space cake.
Space cake in there. All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.